The province has made a series of funding announcements this week, with millions in economic development capital being awarded to companies and organizations across the north. Funding comes through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC. Below is a selection of recipients and their allotments. $887,500 for DDS Drilling Services to purchase new equipment to expand its Diamond Core Drilling Services. $144,092 for North Bay Machining Center Inc. to purchase new equipment and update its electrical infrastructure to help improve productivity. $56,988 for Metal Fab to purchase new equipment to meet growing customer demand. $400,000 for Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting Limited, a land clearing contractor and forestry service provider, to purchase new equipment to diversify its operations. $61,333 for Best Blasting Mats Inc., a manufacturer of rubber blasting mats under Dynamat Inc., to upgrade its facility and purchase new equipment to allow the company to introduce three new product lines to serve new markets. $540,000 for Tri-Town Ski and Snowboard Village to upgrade its facilities and become a year-round outdoor recreation destination. $169,500 for Lauren Runnall's Farms, a grain and oilseed farm, to purchase equipment. $136,342 for 3H, an office furniture manufacturer, to build a new warehouse. $76,244 for Hillview Dairy, a dairy farm, to build a new barn and purchase equipment. $122,750 to the town of Iroquois Falls to make improvements to the Iroquois Falls Municipal Airport, including restoring the runway, taxiway and apron and providing improved weather and refueling services to pilots, and $28,873 to develop an airport master plan, and $17,491 to Jack Pine Snowmobile Club to upgrade and modernize the club's garage to reduce energy costs and provide a safer and cleaner environment for employees and members. A full list of projects funded through the NOHFC since 2018 is available for viewing here.